This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jimmy Vaughn.
Come on, Vaughn.
I know he hadn't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good morning to the chat on YouTube. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show.
No. See, that's why I love it. We don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat.
The chat is like, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see, like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out, like, they're after something. All right, it's been a big day at the YouTube chat, known as the Bullpen. We got our viewership up to 300, and the chat is taking responsibility for that. They think they are driving the YouTube viewership. More and more people in there commenting rather than calling.
Yeah.
What's going on in the chat? We got a couple of golf invites, and we're getting news on what courses are open.
There is a course open today.
Not bad.
At least one.
The answer to the question, the most, the best bill they could bring back, Stephon Gilmore.
Stephon Gilmore didn't
retire yet.
Someone in the chat mentioned Trey White. Not that he's the best, but like the theory. So the Bears tweeting out Khalil Mack highlights. If the Bills tweeted out Trey White highlights on Friday, wouldn't we be thinking they're bringing Trey White back?
Yeah,
okay, that's right.
Mack Hollins watch. I'm gonna say we're on Mack Hollins watch. Why isn't he resigned? He's talking to teams at noon today,
and the receiver market is. Like,
looks bad.
Theirs to be taken.
Nice picture. Mack walks into the office with Bean, right? Like, we're going to talk about your contract. He walks in. He's wearing shoes. And Bean's like, oh, man. he means business today. All business, Mack. He's wearing his shoes today.
Yeah.
Mack Hollins.
I mean, if there's $7-8 million out there for him, there could be. If Tutu Atwell's getting 10, Darius Slayton out here with $16 million contract projections.
Yep.
He blocks, plays outside, he special teams, he catches touchdowns. Yeah, someone could convince themselves of that.
What else going on in the chat? Josh's new contract. Someone in the chat, Keenan, did the math. Josh Allen makes $104 per minute for the next 6 years.
Nice.
That seems all right.
Per minute in general or minute on the field?
Minute. Just no, minute. Like minute.
It's good.
What do you even do? What do you even do?
Who? What do you? What would you even like?
What do you even do?
Invest in a hockey team.
Buy a golf course.
Buy a hockey team. By the end of his
By the end, probably need some help. Some investors.
Let's get stupid. I'm not even gonna say it. Should I say it?
Sure.
Would you take Josh Allen? Buys the Sabres and moves them to Wyoming. But,
that's what you were going to say?
But.
No, take it back.
Can I finish? But delivers 4 Super Bowls before doing it.
No.
Okay. Let's get stupid.
I'm a no. I know there will be people that say yes.
Yes, there are people that are going to say yes.
I'm personally a no.
He's, I mean, they're not going to move to Wyoming.
You did make it four Super Bowls.
I did.
It's the age old
not just that,
sports bar conversation
not just that.
Of would you trade the Sabres for a Super Bowl?
Not just that. Four, including three in a row, which Mahomes did not do. Therefore, Josh becomes the GOAT.
I love the
How about that?
The last two in the chat from DJ Greco is the name. Kick Jeremy out, but maybe.
Hey, when the bullpen music is playing, we're allowed to get a little wild.
Yeah.
All right, thanks to the chat. Yeah, people want to check on me. Is he all right? I had myself a weekend, let me tell you that. But very, I mean, not exactly like a, you know, crazy party weekend. My daughter was sick. She just asthma. So we were children's on Wednesday night, and then she came home, and then we're back. So I spent Friday and Saturday both at children's overnight with my daughter. She's fine. She has child asthma issues, and yeah, a rager of a Friday night at children's and Saturday.
So you're sleeping in a chair then when you're there?
No,
right?
they have a couch in those rooms.
Okay,
that transitions into a bed, like a single bed.
Oh, okay, that's good.
That I love. I've spent some nights in children's, and it's a nice piece of furniture.
All right, that's good.
I kind of want one. I've long wanted one.
So like a pull-out sofa?
It's not quite pull-out. The back of it shoots up and on top of the regular cushions. Because regular cushions are two seats and a desk that rises up if you need a desk.
Okay.
So it's like a two-seater couch that transitions to a single bed.
It sounds like a transformer more than it
kinda,
sounds like a couch.
It kind of is.
Okay.
So anyway, it was a very hectic, crazy weekend. And tracking Bill's news from there. And I watched Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs twice.
So, nice.
What's that? Ken in Lackawanna. Hey, Ken, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, very good.
I wanted to ask you a question. That defenseman we got from the Rangers, I got like three questions. Is he a veteran or a rookie? I've never heard of him.
He's a veteran, but he's for the Amherst.
Yeah.
Like, you probably won't see him play for the Sabres.
He's not just that. He's a guy.
That was my next question. Is he going to play tonight?
No. He's a guy that was supposed to be great, right? Didn't he have at one point
the guy they just got from the Rangers?
Brännström, early in his career, yeah. Wasn't he an international?
I've never heard of him.
Like, this guy is highly thought of.
He captained Sweden in the 2019 World Juniors.
Yeah, like at one point he was supposed to be something, and it just has not happened. He's 25.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah. Oh, is he?
Yeah.
He was a first-round pick.
Another quick question, and I'll let you go. I want Cooper to come back. The Bills didn't use him right last year. I feel he can help us. They didn't play him enough. And when he was on there, that freed, what's his name, Coleman and the other guy to, you know, like if they double-teamed Cooper, it worked. They could go to, you know, the other two guys, Shamir and what. I want him back.
Okay. I don't, Ken. I think
there's a defense to they didn't use him right, but I don't also think that means you should want him.
The reason, I mean,
like Harmon's breakdown was when he was in Cleveland, they ran him with in-breaker routes in play action, and it went pretty good. And then he came here, and the Bills used him a completely different way, running goal routes down the field, and he never got open. So, are you going to use him like Cleveland used him last year? Then maybe I get something out of him. If I'm going to use him like I used him here, then no thank you.
Yeah.
No interest whatsoever.
If he was something that, if he, let's say it this way. If he, in fact, opened up the field for everybody else, wouldn't he have played more? He's not on the field because he didn't win.
He also was hurt. Right? Wasn't he?
He was out-snapped in the AFC Championship game by Mac Hollins.
Well, right. Okay, right. By that point.
They threw him a screen on 3rd and 10.
Yeah.
He had not caught a screen the whole year?
That's Matt Harmon said that. I tweeted, good thing they ran a screen route to the guy with that is a zero after the catch. On their biggest third down of the season, they ran him a screen, and Matt replied and said that was the first screen they ran to him the whole year.
And earlier on that drive, yeah, they ran a screen to Shakir. Like, I've got a guy on Twitter yelling at me all the time. He can't believe I think the Bills need receivers because they scored 30 points a game. Congratulations. Hang a banner for your points per game. On the biggest drive of the year, you threw screens. You couldn't separate down the field.
And one of them was to a guy that's not even good in screens.
And Cooper, I mean,
if you watch that playback, like, there is a hole there.
He slips.
But that's part of the point. Part of the point is you didn't have a guy in that spot with the speed or the ability after the catch that you wanted to have the ball with. If it was Shakir, fine. If it was Samuel, maybe it goes better. But that was part of the point, is you threw it to a guy that he's going to slip or, like, something. It's just he's not good in those situations. I just want a guy who's fast. They used him like a guy who runs a 4-3. Right? A quarter of his routes were just the go routes, straight ahead. They used him like a speed guy, and he's not a speed guy.
No.
That's when my antenna's up, though, where they talk about we need more speed. We need a field stretcher. Harmon's article breaks down that is how they used Cooper.
And
so
he just doesn't do it.
The way they're talking, though, lines up with how they use Cooper, and what would line up is they're going to replace Amari Cooper with a guy that is way faster than him. Maybe he doesn't have the same pedigree. Maybe he's a third-round rookie. I don't know. But they use Cooper like he's a speed threat down the field, which to me means they're going to replace him with a guy who's a lot faster. Or they're going to want to, at least. I don't know if they'll be able to get it done. They need a different skill set for that spot.
Yeah. Wait, I'm on Hollins' watch. Hollins or Cooper watch. Here's one for you, Joe.
I'm just here to say I am not worried if they lose Mac Hollins.
If you could have one of the two back, who do you want back? Maybe Ken's right, and they never got off the ground, and it needs an off season. You can have one back. That's a Twitter poll.
They're the same price?
That's a Twitter poll. You can have one back, and you're not mad about the money in either scenario.
Okay, Cooper. I'll go Cooper just on the upside that they would use him differently, and the injury was a factor. I guess I would go Cooper, personally.
Here's the Twitter poll. I wish I had thought of it earlier. You can have one back, and the money is exactly what you would be fine with. I don't want to get bogged down Cooper 12, Hollins 8.
Yeah.
Just you get one back at exactly what you're fine with. Cooper or Hollins. 803-0550 on that, and the Twitter pulls up. We can dig into that tomorrow. Maybe one of them is extended by tomorrow. Those two can sign with the Bills because they don't actually hit free agency until Wednesday, but they can talk to teams today.
We probably know something about one of them by the time we're on the air tomorrow. I think aren't most guys you're going to know something about today?
You would think, you know, hey, so-and-so, this team has reached out to Mac Hollins.
Sure.
He's been around the league. He's got to be well thought of in a lot of places. When we had, is it Marcus Mosier who came on to talk about him?
Yes.
His time in Atlanta said, we love this guy.
Yeah.
So the Bills are not the first team to have grabbed Mac Hollins and thought, this is a good guy to have around. He probably has a pretty good reputation.
Yeah.
803-0550. Right now, early voting, it is Mac Hollins 2-1. So, now, if we're going reception perception, Hollins won't rate enough to even get graded by Hollins. By Matt Harmon, I should say. All right, 803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. I do feel a little bit of, I don't know, does anybody else out there feel a little bit of that both Garrett and Metcalf as ideas already in the same day, basically, those are both gone. Garrett went, like, okay, you know what? Fine. Metcalf, gone 5 minutes later. Yeah. Okay. Now what?
They were the top two ideas.
In terms of blue chip talent, yes. Or Hendrickson, I guess, you know, we could include him.
But the fact even that they were like two, they were the two positions that are on the radar, maybe the most for people. And that they were perfect fits. Well, somewhat perfect. Garrett, it was exactly what you're looking for in defensive end. Just an elite pass rusher, every down.
Move him around.
Metcalf was the right type of receiver for what the Bills needed. So the fits kind of made sense. But I wonder if they were in on Metcalf, though. At all.
I bet they were.
Not for a second, obviously.
I bet they were. No, they might not have been in for $30 million a year.
Yeah.
But I bet they were. I bet they were in on that. Lots to like.
I would hope that they were in on that. And that they didn't just rule it out because, oh no, we don't need a highly paid wide receiver. We don't need that.
I mean, maybe. They might have a plan to draft one.
Yeah. They'll do something. Well, they might have to, right? If they lose Cooper and Hollins to free agency, like in the next 24 hours, then we're going to be here. Receiver train gets more fuel if they don't re-sign Mac Hollins, right?
They're
going to need a body. Even just, you can debate how much they should spend on it, but they're just going to need a body. Hollins played a ton.
He did.
So even though it was only like 300 yards or whatever it was, he was on the field.
Josh Palmer.
See, if they lose Hollins, though, I'm going to be looking at, like, all right, who blocks? They're going to want that. They're going to want a guy who blocks.
All right, I got a name for you that's he might this is the Mac Hollins replacement. It's a rookie. The Stanford wide receiver. Iamanor blocks.
Okay.
Jump a bit. I mean, he might be a little bit more like too much like Coleman, but he blocks.
Okay.
803-0550. 1-888-552-550.
Pickens blocks.
Quick thing to point out. One more thing in the chat. Deuce points out Xavier Worthy busted for domestic violence. The follow-up is that the charges were dropped due to witness testimony that basically a relationship of his that has gone south has gone very south and whatever. Like, Google it if you want. Busted for domestic violence is not exactly what has happened. The follow-up has been, I don't know, whatever. I don't need to get into all the details, but it I don't think he gets suspended for it. The charges were dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So, check it out. Extendo Sports, which is just the final segment of the show. And Sal, coming up with the Extra Point Show, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, as the free agency window to talk opens today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.